Well, speaking of which, one song that kind of spoke to me a little bit was On Your Way, Sweet Soul. Can you just talk about how that song was written? Is there a story behind it?
There is. There's a story behind a good many of the songs on the record. And, yeah, well, that's straight up honesty. That one's about a cat.
Oh, great.
No, it was one of my best friends, Sylvia, here in Dallas. We've been music friends since 1988. Mm-hmm. And she works for the Warner Music Group. And she's how I met Eric Johnson through the years and just has worked with everybody. But we're big music buds and concert friends. And her cat, Rubina, had passed away. Wow. And, you know, any pet owner out there will know that these animals are family and sometimes even deeper than family, and there's such an unconditional bond that we have with these pets, you know. And she had just lost her beloved cat, and I knew how hurt she was and hurting she was. And I've very frequently written music as gifts for people or in response to something in my life or somebody else's life. So that was literally written for her cat and just to try to lift her spirits. And so I just did this little demo of the song in my little home studio and gave it to her. And they had a little memorial service for Rubina and they played it at, you know, but it gave them this thing to, you know, and she still cries when she hears it. This has been years ago. She'll still put it on and it gives her that place to feel that. Here's the Oprah moment you were promising wouldn't happen. No, but she, you know, it's that's you know, that's one of the things music is great for. You know, it's not confined by lyrics. You know, if I'd have tried to express what I expressed in the music through what is a very finite language. You know, any language, there's only a certain amount of words that we can use to describe, you know, whereas I think that music can go a bit deeper. I think you can get, you know, the better connection you have with your instrument to getting that emotion out, you know, which is something I'm certainly more, you know, just that's what I strive for. That's what I love about Jeff Beck or Pat Metheny and some of my favorite players that, you know, I think do connect with something deeper than just a technical application of knowledge. You know what I mean? This is absolutely. Music to me has always been deeper than that. It's always been an escape, a safe place to, and if you're sad, you can put on that music and cry it out or it can energize you and get you excited about whatever. All my early gigs as a kid, I would put on the first Montrose record every time just to get pumped up. You know, the music made me feel great. Yeah. So it's nice to have that in our life. And if I can provide that for other people, it's the ultimate, to me, the ultimate reward when it comes to, you know, as a creative player and writer.